The University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAC, will this afternoon resume meeting with the government over unpaid research and book allowance and the National Research Fund. The meeting comes at the back of a preview meeting held on the 28th of last month, which was inconclusive. As National Secretary Samuel Atsintonu, who announced this to Radio Ghana, said the outcome of today's meeting will inform the association as to whether to call off a strike or not. UTAC has been on strike for more than a month of our book and research allowance. The book allowance stands at $1,500 per lecturer a year, while the research component stands at 400 Ghana cedis. He spoke to Bright Intrama.
The meeting government today at 2 o'clock p.m. The agenda is on the discussion that is going on about the payment of our 2013-2014 academic year and then the way forward, as well as the National Research Fund that government is proposing.
But last week we learned you had a same meeting. What was the conclusion?
This meet government, they were discussing with our government. And we're actually going back today to hoping that we will come to conclusions on the issues that we discussed.
So what has been the turning issue that is prolonging this meeting with government?
Well, as we've all known up to this point, the issue of government initially saying that they will not pay our 2013-2014, which UTAC rejected, and then all ended up at a strike. And then also the talking of replacing the book and research allowances with the National Research Fund. That has been the issue. So the current discussions aim at resolving this thing.
So can you give a firm assurance that by close of today, you'll be able to resolve this impasse?
I can't because two parties are involved. From our perspective, we hope we'll get there. And I think the understanding we both had at the last meeting, that was last week, Thursday, is that today we should conclude. But of course, I cannot be very sure because from our perspective, we are open for the issue to come to an end. But I cannot say so for government. But of course, I think from what we had last week, we are very hopeful that they should also do so.
So when you come to a conclusion, then what's next for UTAC?
It all depends on what will be the outcome today.
But already the academic calendar has been disrupted. So how do you intend to patch up with the lost time?
It has happened before. It's not the first time. So that one, management together with UTAC and the various campuses, we'll find out how they can adjust to that.